Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. How you doing, Sister Amen?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. We want to edify you today. We got just an interesting topic for you. Today, we traveled away. Actually, we met some brothers in the marketplace today and had a nice long talk about different topics.
Yeah.
And then we hit the road and went down to travel to another town. We helped Brother Kuo work on his van, do some organizing, add some shelf storage units, things like that.
And so, there was materials that were provided for it.
Yep, we found some materials, that were just laying in the place where, in the woods where we were parked. Not in the woods, they were laying in the grass.
Yeah, by a tree.
Yeah.
Like all stacked up nice.
And another piece of wood I found laying in a parking lot.
Yeah.
So I used that on his van anyway.
Discarded it.
Yeah, it worked out really good. And then we traveled a little bit down the road and got to our night parking spot. And so it was kind of a nice quiet day after a busy weekend of preaching. But I wanted to talk today about, what are we going to talk about, Sister Amen?
Lies about Jesus.
Lies about Jesus. Yeah. We encounter this often. It's an old way. People lying about Jesus. They did it way back when in his day. Ready? They said this. People will tell us, oh, Jesus is a friend of sinners. Who said that? His enemies said that. Jesus said this, Luke 7:34. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. The Pharisees said that about Jesus. Jesus was not a friend of sinners. He called them to repentance. He told us clearly, you want to be a friend of God, keep his commandments. So that's an age-old lie about Jesus. Recently, we had another one. What did a lady say over and over as we were street preaching at an art fest? No, we were at a Mennonite church.
Yeah. Jesus was kind. Jesus was kind. Jesus was kind.
All she kept saying. I was just preaching the gospel and the truth and calling out the sins of man-made religion, and all she did was say that. What do you say about that, Sister Amen?
I have a few things to say. We could say a whole lot, but I just grabbed a few. Let's see. I'll say John 2:15. And when he made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not kind.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Now, Jesus was kind to little children. He was kind to his obedient disciples. We're not saying he's never kind, but they say these things, and I'll give you another example of one, that aren't true. And we want to call them out for God's glory.
Amen. And then in Matthew 23, he calls the Pharisees hypocrites 7 times. And then he goes on to say in 27 and 28, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, that's one of them, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity.
Oh, those kind words.
And here's some more kind words. Matthew 25:30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah. So Jesus knew when to, obviously he was God. He knew when to use stern, bold, harsh words. And then there were times when he used kind words. So, but they just paint him as one thing all the time, which is not true. Another man when we were out preaching was saying, Jesus laughed. He said Jesus laughed a lot. And I said,
oh yeah,
where does the Bible say that anywhere? And he had a dumb look on his face because, and his wife kind of turned away. It doesn't say in the Bible anywhere that Jesus laughed. I'm not saying Jesus didn't laugh here and there, but the Bible clearly doesn't say that he laughed. He was not a man of foolishness and jocularity. He was a sober man. And another man was saying this outside of a preach we did at a Christian so-called music festival. Jesus won't judge. Jesus won't judge. Jesus won't condemn. Really? 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. I think that sounds like judgment to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christ is coming to bring judgment. What else do you have, Sister Amen?
Jesus is love.
Oh, he is love, but...
Here, let's see about love.
Balance it out.
Yeah, Luke 14:26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life own also, he cannot be my disciple.
It's a godly love, not a fleshly love.
Amen.
It's a godly love that loves righteousness, truth, and justice, and holiness, not sin and carnality and compromise.
Right. I just grabbed one for that one.
Do you have any other ones, Sister Amin?
Another point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus is about unity. He's all about unity. I got a couple things.
Yeah, one man told me at the music fest, Jesus didn't come to divide. You're being divisive. And I said, really?
Yeah. Matthew 10:34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I'm not come to send peace, but a sword. And Matthew 25:32-33. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Huh. I thought it was all about unity.
Yeah. All these lies that they tell about Jesus. Do you have any other ones, Sister Emma?
No, those are the only ones I grabbed.
Yeah, we could come up with a whole list.
Yeah, we could.
I would just have one more. We often hear this. Ready? I have a personal relationship with Jesus. Whereas the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit enters us, he manifests himself, but we don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit teaching, comforting, guiding, correcting, convicting. So that's just another lie that they say about Jesus. So I guess that's our thought for you today.
I got one more.
Oh, go for it.
I had a woman, she said, oh, I love Jesus. And I said, you do? She goes, I'm a follower. He's my savior. I said, then what are you doing in the world? You got to come out of the world. She goes, he's in my heart.
Mm.
And Jeremiah says, in Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Yeah.
And I know we get a new heart and a new mind in the new covenant.
Yeah.
But we're judged by our deeds, not by what's in our heart.
Right. When people say they have Jesus in their heart, if they have the biblical savior, it's going to show on their outside.
It is. Yeah, definitely.
And usually that just means Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth shows. We hear what people talk about and how they live. It's not Christ of the Bible.
No, there's 40,000 different Jesuses out there that
are
wrong.
False doctrine, lies, and error.
Yeah.
And so, we just wanted to talk about today, God hates all this lying, especially about the Savior. People better beware. Proverbs 6:16-17. Six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue. It's an abomination to God the way they lie about our glorious Savior. Revelation 22:14-15. Go ahead, you got it.
Oh, I was looking it up, yeah. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
Yeah, God is not pleased with lies. So we would encourage you, make sure you have the biblical Savior, not this Savior that they lie about. They create a false Savior. Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians 11, a false Jesus, false gospel, false spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure that you have the biblical Savior. Ready? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Tell the truth, folks. Stop lying about Jesus Christ. That's our message for you today.
Amen. I love that.
And you can come to him via the gospel. Check out don'tperish.com. Let us know how we can help you into faith. Yeah, test all things. Get rid of this false savior of churchianity. Get rid of your own mindsets. I think, I feel, I believe. Get in the word of God. Find the truth and meet the one true living savior.
Amen. It'll change your life and you'll become one walking in truth, not lies.
That's true, Sister Amin. Love y'all. Till next time.
May God be praised.
Amen.